mostly tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. In the morning tomorrow, patches of fog, 70. Tomorrow afternoon, partly sunny, middle and upper 80s. Partly cloudy, Saturday, middle and upper 80s. Spotty for the morning, likely midday, and then diminishing chances for the afternoon Sunday. Breezy and much cooler Sunday night, 50s. It's a nice, sunny, breezy, and less humid, cool afternoon Monday with highs only in the lower to mid-70s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. The Sunset Herb Fest, with native plants, flowers, fresh herbs, garden art, herbal products, crafts, handcrafted jewelry, silent auction, fun for the kids. Over 100 vendors. Lafayette Parish Master Gardeners will answer questions at the Sunset Herb Fest, sponsored by the Sunset Garden Club, Sunset, Louisiana. Saturday, May 4th, 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. Rain date, Sunday, May 5th. Admission only $5. More info at sunsetherbfestival.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio Incorporated.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me.
It's time to join Huck and Dave for 1 hour of educational news and conversation. They will discuss the current events that you are not going to hear on the mainstream media. The left wants to silence our free speech and take away our liberties. Huck and Dave want to open up the lines of communication and allow you, our listeners, to speak about what America wants. Call Huck and Dave for open discussions at 504-556-9696, or you can reach them at Liberty or Live. Lockdown.live. Now, let's go live and direct to Huck and Dave for Liberty or Lockdown.
Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. This is Huck.
This is Dave.
And we are back for another Thursday. Every Thursday comes by so quickly, Dave.
Time flies when you're having fun, unless you're a frog.
Oh, then what?
And then time's fun when you're having flies.
Oh, Dave, you always make me laugh. All right. Well, we're going to have a good show today. We're going to pick up a little bit from where we left off last week with Giovanni Frati from Guatemala Inmortal. So hopefully we can get him on the line at some point in time. We had a little trouble last week doing that. But we do have a few clippings we're going to share at some point. We're going to get the producer to pull them up. So Guatemala is gaining some traction right now, and that is exciting to see that because they've been fighting, exposing the fraud and how USAID and Todd Robinson and Tim, what's his name? What was Hillary Clinton's vice president pick's name?
I didn't pay a whole lot of attention.
Okay, it'll come to me anyway. Anyway, the Democrats are finally having to answer some questions. Now we just need the Senate to do an investigation against where these funds going. Where are the funds going?
Well, since the Senate is still majority Democrat, I don't know if an investigation will get very far.
No, you're probably right. But at some point in time, you will be held accountable for your treason and for your fraud and your money laundering. And, you know, the fact that this illegitimate seed movement party was put into place in Guatemala and the new president was not legitimately elected. It was through the USAID funds into USAID Guatemala that they were able to do some fraudulent things according to the Guatemalans and according to Giovanni Frati and Guatemala Inmortal. So there's some exposure there. I saw some activity on Twitter today, and it's interesting. Let's go ahead and play that first clipping real quick, the one with Giovanni Frati. Let's hear what he has to say, and I'm going to go live real quick. All right.
Good afternoon, my dear friends. My name is Giovanni Frati, and I'm an attorney here in the city of Guatemala, and I'm here in the outskirts of the city making a rebuttal and an answer to the very woke and very failed Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State of the United States, and the ex-ambassador to Guatemala, Mr. Todd Robinson, which was probably the worst ambassador that the United States has ever sent us. Mr. Blinken, we don't care about your preoccupations with the election in Guatemala. This is not your concern. This is a Guatemalan internal affair, and it's not just one or two political parties. More than 14 distinct political parties have contested the election and have raised questions about the integrity of the software, the integrity of the paperwork of the poll stations to give to the electoral authority, and we don't need nor want your preoccupation or your intervention in Guatemalan internal affairs. This is a gross disrespect of the sovereign Republic of Guatemala, and most likely what is happening is that Todd Robinson, this quasi-criminal that was present in Guatemala violating the rule of law, instigating the CICIG, the failed CICIG, a United Nations body to intervene the judicial system, which was a complete failure that presented false evidence, false witnesses, and committed several crimes with the now criminal Iván Velásquez, which is now the disastrous Ministry of Defense of Colombia, and the criminal Petro. This is your history in Guatemala, Mr. Blinken. Your history in Guatemala as Democrats and as woke politicians is one of defeat, is one of disaster, and we don't want your intervention. Take your kind words and better mind the corruption of Hunter Biden, or the mess you have in the Ukraine, or the laughing stock that you've made your country all over the world because of your woke, failed external policies. We don't want Democrat intervention in Guatemala. Good day.
There you have it.
Preach it, brother.
That's Giovanni Frati. I've had the pleasure. I met him in 2019 in Guatemala. I was actually there with my dear friend who just recently passed away, Dr. Robert Little. And we witnessed hundreds of Guatemalans protesting, went to see, and we heard them saying in Spanish, ella es un mentirosa, which means she's a liar. And so we stuck around a little while to see who they were calling a liar, and they were talking about Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, so the Guatemalans.
America's sweetheart.
Yeah, so Dr. Little and I just smiled. And, of course, I had to reach out to them on Twitter and find out who they were and what they were doing, and befriended them. And so since 2019, we've been, you know, joining forces here in America and helping the Guatemalans expose what we're doing, the corrupt government's doing here, while they're fighting over there. Like Dave has mentioned, my adopted mother is from Guatemala, and I lived there as a young baby and moved back to America as a toddler. So it's my first speaking language. So Guatemala is dear to my heart, and the Guatemalans are very conservative. They love Jesus. There's a lot of Catholics, a lot of Christians, and they are not putting up with the woke ideology over there. We do have one more video. We're going to go ahead and play that one as well. So I think it's, I'm not sure who went over there to do the interview. We'll give them the credit as soon as it's pulled up. What's it say on the top right? Do you see, Ron, of the video on the top right? What's it say?
It says,
you want the title?
The caption of it says, in what way is that not a lie?
No.
DHS secretary? Is that what you mean?
No, that's not it. Let me see what's it. Okay, talk for a minute. Let me look at that.
Talk for a minute. Talk amongst yourselves. I'll give you topic.
Okay, that's the video right there. Okay. Yeah, that's
this
the video.
Right,
and what's
right.
What's this say at the top right here?
America Voice.
America's Voice.
Okay.
America's Voice. Voice. Yeah, yes. Went over right to Guatemala. Thank you so much, guys.
And who is this person?
So this is Tilly. Tilly is from Guatemala, so we're going to play her.
I believe, and I think the great majority
of
Americans...
Go back to the beginning.
Sorry.
Can you go to the beginning? We can't hear it. Sorry, guys. You don't have it on. We can't hear it.
Okay.
It was on a minute ago. Sorry for all of this confusion,
that's
people.
That's the other guy. That's
we need to hear
Mayorkas.
This video. It's really, really good.
That's Mayorkas testifying.
Mr. Trump, because the world needs stability and freedom, and for denouncing the way that illegal migration from our country is being supported.
Uh-oh.
Why'd you touch it?
Went away.
I'm sorry, people. I know it's
President
hard.
Trump, because Guatemala is being used as an illegal bridge to bring all the people here to the States.
and that's a mafia, you know. And we need, we are fighting for freedom and for the rule of law, and the only way is to have President Trump again in the foreign presidency.
The General Attorney's Office has been working strongly to stop the illegal migration. And the U.S. Embassy has given no support to this conjoint work with the General Attorney, and they have asked for this support in numerous ways. Neither your government nor the U.S. Embassy has supported this work.
Would you say Joe Biden and this administration are incentivizing the invasion to undermine America?
Yes, they are.
We're going to put this video on hold. I know it's hard to understand. We'll be right back. This is Liberty or Lockdown.
I brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
Hello, Patriots. My name is Connie, and I am a fellow Louisianian. I started an online store in 2019 exclusively selling products which are made in the USA. My site is AmericanCentralStore.com. That's AmericanCentralStore.com. The reason for this ad is that I need products. I am trying to find drop shipping merchants with Louisiana-made products that can ship directly to the customer. If you are a Louisiana merchant who makes quality products, and if you can drop ship your products directly to the customer, I would love to hear from you. The only products I cannot carry right now are clothing items, but will carry those in the future. Please visit my site at AmericanCentralStore.com. Click the Contact Us link for the phone number and email address. Thank you, Patriots. Be American. Buy American.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Tune in to the Your Personal Bank Show, Saturdays at 11 a.m., or contact Ference at yourpersonalbank.com. The Your Personal Bank Show, Saturdays at 11 a.m. on WGSO 990 AM,
hey, Mimi,
New Orleans.
We're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM, WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Okay, we are not going to take it anymore. This is us fighting back. We're going to continue with Tilly over here in Miralargo. And we also have Giovanni Frati on the line. So, Giovanni, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Loud and clear.
Okay. So, Giovanni, tell me a little bit about what you were just saying. Who just visited Guatemala from U.S.?
In the recent months, Richard Grenell, the ex-National Security Advisor of President Trump, came to Guatemala and met with several Guatemalans and Americans that live in Guatemala, such as the businessman Steve Hedge and Dr. Gonzalez Dubon, which is a Juris Doctor, a PhD in law, and a very respected lawyer, constitutional lawyer here in Guatemala, to learn about the several abuses that the State Department and USAID has done in Guatemala against the Guatemalan general attorneys, the Honorable Dr. Consuelo Porras, which is the general attorney of the country of Guatemala that has been prosecuting the several corruption cases against the fraud-elected Bernardo Levaro, which is the current president of Guatemala, but is not a legal president because it came to power through an electoral fraud.
That's
the
correct.
Fraud is so massive, Marta, that the party that run with Arevalo for the presidency and for Congress was done with more than 13,000 false signatures and about 30 signatures of dead people. And the trial in the Guatemalan courts even has the death certificates of all these 30 people that are dead. And the crimes goes from forgery of documents all the way to fraud and election fraud. So it's very serious crimes. And this fraudulent president that we have in Guatemala has been harassing this attorney of Guatemala, this general attorney of Guatemala, Dr. Consuelo Porras, and all the Guatemalan attorneys that are prosecuting his case, using the money of the government of Guatemala to undermine the Guatemalan justice system. And he also is trying to get the Americans and the OAS, which is controlled by the Democrats, to intervene in the coming process of election of the higher courts in Guatemala. So it's a big mess, Martha, and we need all the help that we can get here in Guatemala.
So let me get this right. So the United States Department's colluding to remove the Guatemalan's Attorney General, Dr. Consuela Parares, who she's investigating the electoral fraud and money laundering in favor of the current and illegitimate president, Bernard Arevalo, and his illegitimate and his illegitimate seed movement party. So I read something also about the AG of Guatemala. She contested the elections with the machines. Joe Biden revoked her visa to the U.S. And Tim Kaine took a delegation of the State Department to Guatemala to remove her.
Yes, the situation is so unprecedented, Marta, that because the fraud, obviously, the fraud was made by fraudulent electoral authority magistrates. In Guatemala, we have something that is called the Tribunal Supremo Electoral, which is the office of the government that oversees the elections. This office is run by five magistrates, and of course, these five magistrates are also under criminal investigation because of the massive fraud and the massive theft that they made buying multi-million dollar computer equipment that facilitated the fraud. So it's a very complex case. It involves many criminals, both in the seat party and in the fake presidency of Bernardo Arevalo, but also in the electoral authority. What the United States, the State Department did, is when the Guatemalan Congress voted to impeach the magistrates of this electoral authority, they removed the visas of more than 170 Guatemalan congressmen because they approved to investigate and remove the immunities of these magistrates and impeach them. This is to go to a political trial in Congress so that they can go to a criminal court. So the U.S. State Department is so corrupt that it's also trying to cover the corruption of the Guatemalan electoral authority, which was fundamental in making the fraud. That's how bad it is, Marta. We have never had, in 120 years of diplomatic relations with the United States, such a massive invasion and violation of the Vienna Convention and a violation of the Guatemalan internal affairs as we have had with this corrupt Biden government and with the corrupt Democrat ambassador to Guatemala, Todd Robinson, Marta. It's outrageous, and Washington and the Republicans need to hear this and need to have the perspective of what is happening inside Guatemala, not what the far left NGOs go to tell them in Washington.
That's unbelievable. And then imagine, Marta,
that Congress in the United States remove or impeaches, a Secretary of State or a Secretary of Government by corruption. And then the Russian Foreign Affairs Ministry removes the visas and calls criminals all the U.S. congressmen that are investigating corruption inside the government of the United States.
Sounds about right.
To Guatemala.
That sounds about right. That's the United States government for you. That's how corrupt it is.
Yeah.
It's been that way. It's not just Democrats either. It's also Republicans.
And it's been going on, Marta, for 11 years because this happened since the first day that this corrupt United Nations Commission called CICIG came to Guatemala. Thanks to CICIG, innocent people died in jail.
Yes.
Thanks to CICIG, they wanted to extradite a young Guatemalan Russian kid called Vladimir Bitkov, a small three-year-old child of a Russian family that came running from Putin.
Yes.
Trying to get asylum in Guatemala. And this CICIG corrupt United Nations officials that now are in cahoots with the drug dealings in Colombia, like Ivan Velasquez, they menace the family, telling them that if they don't accept the charges that the CICIG was brought in against them illegally, they will extradite the little child to Russia.
Yeah.
Imagine what would happen to the child in an orphanage in Russia.
These people
have no limits.
No, they have no limits, and we know what they did. They actually took the child from Irina and Igor Bitkova, and they put their toddler.
They threw him in a Guatemalan orphanage, mm-hmm. and they broke his teeth, and they gave him conjunctivitis and an infection in an ear, and the poor kid would steal bread from the orphanage and hide it in his clothes because they wouldn't even feed him.
Yeah.
That's how miserable this State Department and United Nations people are in Guatemala, Marta, and all of this is documented, and Igor Bitkov and Irina Bitkov, the father and the mother of the child, have gone to the United States Congress and denounced this, and the Democrats fight them and besmirch them and try to denigrate them in front of Congress. This is how low these people are, Mark.
Yeah, and it's our government. How the United States is involved in that is disgraceful.
Paid by the U.S. taxpayer to make a huge invasion in the sovereignty of Guatemala, just like they did with the prosecutor in Ukraine to remove him who was investigating Hunter Biden, the corrupt son of Joe Biden. The same thing has been done in Guatemala, and it's been going on for a decade. And nobody stops this in Washington, Mark.
No, I know. This is why we need to get President Trump back in there for 2024. We need a massive cleanup both on both aisles, left and right. We need corruption to be justice. You know, we need the judicial systems cleaned up.
Yes, you need more people like Rand Paul, and you need more people like Trump in power. Not professional politicians. Or career politicians, but politicians that love the United States and don't want any more intervention in foreign affairs. They want to keep America great, make American economy prosper, and that's it.
That's exactly right. Well, thank you for your time. We appreciate you. You're always welcome here at Liberty or Lockdown. This is Giovanni Frati, and he is fighting the good fight in Guatemala with Guatemala Inmortal and the conservative Guatemalans over there. They do not want U.S. aid and the United States involved in their politics. Thank you so much for what you're doing. Keep up the good fight.
Yes, Marta. God bless, and God bless the United States, and God bless President Trump. That is going through such injustice now in New York. God bless, and may Trump win in November, Martha. God bless.
Amen. Thank you. All right, we'll be right back. This is Liberty or Lockdown.
Is out of control. They're taking freedoms away. So send the message. I've had enough. We the people say.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Christ Church Cathedral, the Cathedral Church of the Episcopal Diocese of Louisiana. Christ Church Cathedral acts in support of community renewal and socioeconomic justice. Learn more at cccnola.org.
Hello, this is Jack Clegg. Thank you for listening and participating in the Jack Clegg Show Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Our audience and management have asked us to extend the show to Thursday nights at 7 p.m., and we will do that, at least until the 2024 election is over. We will continue to oppose the rich men north of Richmond who want to control what we think and control what we do.
Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. We're direct mail pros who can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Everything you need, one resource. Call 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane. The Louisiana Department of Health has released updated mercury and fish advisories for 10 bodies of water, among them Black Bayou Lake, Caddo Lake, and Toledo Bend Reservoir. LDH Environmental Health Section Chief Shannon Swallow says the state issues precautionary advisories when unacceptable levels of mercury are detected in fish or shellfish.
Specific advice for women of childbearing age and young children, and in some cases the mercury levels were high enough that we also have guidance for the general population.
And the House Labor Committee approves legislation to remove the required 30-minute meal period for minors who work 5 or more hours. Bill author, Denham Springs Representative Roger Wilder, is a business owner and says the required break forces his teenage employees to lose 30 minutes of pay when they would rather stay on the clock.
Not many people want to work right now. The ones that do, we're just telling them to sit down and forfeit a big chunk of their paycheck when they don't want to.
The measure passed on a 10-2 vote. LRN.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, Saturday, April 27th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeback.com.
When life gets tough, 988 can provide help and hope. Reach out to Louisiana's free helpline anytime you need emergency emotional support. Whether you had a tough day, have thoughts of suicide, or just need someone to talk to, 988 specialists will listen and help you work through whatever you're dealing with. Call or text 988 or chat online at louisiana988.org. It's free, confidential, and here for you 24/7.
Once again, call our tax 988 or chat online at louisiana988.org.
What? Chicken. Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hello, y'all. Let's talk daily from 4 to 5 about our town. The Cynthia Clark Show is powered by Vinyl Tech, the Gulf Coast's premier exterior home improvement expert.
Howdy, everybody. This is Jackie Gumbo inviting you to join me each and every Sunday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Uncle Jackie's Gumbo. A little bit of this and a whole lot of that. Each and every Sunday from 5 to 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans or WGSO.com. Bring your gumbo, baby. We're going to have us a blast.
might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2 weekdays right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Join me, BJ Rust, every Saturday night for the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com.
Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good.
All right, good times never seem so good. So I am now involved in purchasing at costmetals.com, silver and gold at wholesale price. If you're interested in purchasing silver and gold at wholesale, that means just a few cents past spot, a few cents more than spot. So a lot of times you go and purchase your silver and gold, it's retail. What I have to offer to you is at costmetals.com, and it's the membership. It's like buying a membership at Costco's. It's $3.99 for 18 months. You get 3 coins in the mail worth $2.25, so therefore your membership is only $174. And if you sign up 2 members, you get $100, and your membership's only $74. So if you're interested in purchasing gold and silver at cost, we know that the bottom's falling out. We know they're going digital. We've seen where Chase and Wells Fargo have persecuted religious organizations and gun owners and have removed their accounts right here in the United States just recently. It was on the news the other day, and this is actually happening because they're talking about going to digital currency. So you want to secure your gold and silver, and the best way to do it is to buy it wholesale, right? So if you're interested, just email me at huck@wgso.com, and we'll get you a referral code. I actually put that referral code on, I think it's going to be on our website. Dave, I may have sent that to you in an email if we can put that on the website. It'll be at costmetals.com, and there'll be my referral code. And if you have any questions, just email me, huck@wgso.com. All right, and then we have a good segue. Igor Bitkova and Arina Bitkova, we're going to get them on hopefully next week. That's the family that was persecuted for fleeing to Guatemala, and the United States meddled in that. All right?
Okay, did you want to finish the clip from
before? Yeah, Tilly. We'll finish that clip with Tilly, and then we'll get John, and we'll go ahead.
The groups that used to be the guerrillas during the war in Guatemala, now these groups are the supposed human rights defenders, but they are the ones promoting the illegal migration.
Wow. You know, the American embassy is publicly doing illegal things. They're committing crimes. They say that they are respecting the rule of law, promoting the rule of law in Guatemala, but they are doing just the opposite. That USAID is funding terrorists in our country. They are imposing a puppet government through Bernardo Arevalo. Vice President Harris just met with our president, and he's a puppet of the U.S. government. We need the Congress, United States Congress, to investigate all the evidence that we have in Guatemala. We can share this evidence. So we need President Trump to win, and he knows how to fix these things. It hurts not only Guatemala, but especially your great country, United States of America. So we can help you. Thank you, sir.
All right.
You remember when Mr. Trump was running, his slogan, one of his slogans was drain the swamp. He didn't have time to drain much of it. I hope he gets in and drains it the rest of the way.
Yeah, it's the swamp is really, America has been funding wars. Yeah. And we're the reason, you know, I strongly, you know, believe that we had a lot to do with this Gaza Strip, you know, attack, because we sent Iran $6 million before that attack. And that was Biden doing that.
Well, you know, we need to generate a good crisis. Do you remember a movie some years back called Wag the Dog?
Yeah.
The president was in trouble, and so he had to create a media crisis and make it look like there was a war. Well, I think there really is a war, but I think it's largely U.S. created.
Absolutely. And we created the wars in Ukraine as well. We're funding Ukraine wars. We did this. We put those laboratories there. It's America who's doing this atrocity to the other countries and to our own people. I mean, it's corrupt all the way down to the local, and we need to clean it up. This is not a... You know, more people need to get involved, just like the Giovanni Frattis and the Tillys over there at Mira Largo and myself and many people that are, you know, doing these type of programs where we're just everyday average people just going out and reporting what's going on. With that being said, we have an election on the 27th, and it's the runoff.
A week from Saturday, right?
That's correct. And that is Lindsay Valenti for judge on the 27th. She's running against Jacqueline Maloney. And if any of you know me, know that I do not care for Jacqueline Maloney and that she should never sit in the seat of a judge. Ever, never. And it is my prayer 24/7. I'm literally on my face about this with God.
So when are you going to tell us how you really feel?
I am on my face every day with this about the Lord. You cannot allow that woman to win that seat because she has destroyed not just Beninati's family. There's testimony after testimony after story of how she has corruptly, you know, taken children from one person and given them to the bad parent. I've never heard one good thing about her. I haven't. And so anyway, we don't want immoral people sitting in the judicial seats. We want people with morals that actually protect children against people who would be harming them. All right. So that's my two cents. And also, Lindsay Valenti will be at the Women's Republican Club of New Orleans tomorrow from 11 to 1 p.m. at Vincent's Italian Cuisine in Metairie, 4411 Chastant Street. That's 7006. You're welcome to come. It's $45. You can just show up if you'd like. And give us an email, info@womensrepublicanclubofneworleans.com, if you know you're coming ahead of time.
Okay, we mentioned about U.S.'s contribution, enabling Iran to attack Israel and so forth. Okay, this is kind of funny, I think. Iran's president, Ebrahim Raisi, warned Israel against any retaliation as he addressed an annual army parade. Okay, yeah, they shot like 300 missiles and drones and stuff at Israel, and Israel and its allies shot down 99%. So this guy said, don't you dare retaliate, because he says, if you do, Iran will carry out a bigger attack, and, quote, nothing would remain from the Zionist regime. Mm. Yeah, they had such success the first time, so if Israel dares to retaliate, they better retaliate.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, I know they're defending a lot with the dome, huh?
Well, they have all sorts of technology. Israel is extremely advanced in its military technology. So it's not just the Iron Dome. They have all these different names for their defense mechanisms.
Right. Well, the war needs to stop. Everybody needs to stop killing each other. And
well, I agree. But then again, I'm reading my Bible, and I'm thinking that sooner or later, every nation in the world is going to be against Israel. That includes the United States. Israel will be standing alone. This is end time things from the Bible. So I don't know how close we are. We're not quite there yet, but we're getting closer. And another thing that tells me we're getting closer, too, is all of the data breaches that you keep hearing. So the various companies are encouraging people, okay, do two-factor authentication, use your fingerprint, and so forth. I'm thinking a logical step is going to be that after a while people will say, okay, just put a chip in my arm.
Hmm.
Well, that sounds very much like what you see in the book of Revelation, where somebody's going to have to get some sort of a mark in their arm or on their forehead in order to be able to buy and sell. We're not there, but boy, are we getting close.
That's correct. But I still think we're a little ways away.
Don't know.
Right. Nobody knows the time and date. That's correct. All right. Let's go with John Swisher. He's on the line real quick. Swisher, you there? Is that flaming conservative?
Yeah.
How are you?
Good afternoon, Martha. You want I'm about to email you that letter. You want me to read it on air, right?
Just go ahead, my friend. Just go ahead.
On April 10th, 2024, at approximately 11 p.m., I received a phone call from a member of the Jacqueline Maloney campaign. Call me on my cell phone. The female campaign worker who refused to identify herself threatened me with arrest and jail time if I continue posting negative comments about Jackie Maloney on social media. And she also threatened me if I continue to say bad comments about her on my radio show, that I would have my radio show taken away from me.
Hmm.
She also told me that associating myself with Martha Huckabee will also not only get me arrested, I can also lose everything I own.
Wow.
It was an unknown number, and also caller refused to ID herself again. I'm going to say it again. She warned me that from that point on, my show and your show will be carefully monitored.
All right. Well, you keep that thought. We'll be right back. We're going on a quick break.
Monitor us.
And there's a bell that still echoes, the price that it costs to be free.
Hello, Patriots. My name is Connie, and I am a fellow Louisianian. I started an online store in 2019 exclusively selling products which are made in the USA. My site is AmericanCentralStore.com. That's AmericanCentralStore.com. The reason for this ad is that I need products. I am trying to find drop shipping merchants with Louisiana-made products that can ship directly to the customer. If you are a Louisiana merchant who makes quality products, and if you can drop ship your products directly to the customer, I would love to hear from you. The only products I cannot carry right now are clothing items, but will carry those in the future. Please visit my site at AmericanCentralStore.com. Click the Contact Us link for the phone number and email address. Thank you, Patriots. Be American. Buy American.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean, racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some sand.
Chicken, chicken, chicken! Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
Wednesdays at 5.
Here on WGSO.
I'm petrendologist Charlotte Reed. Listen to The Pet Buzz airing every Saturday at 6 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
All right, don't forget to go to @costmetals.com. Go in there and look at the products and then send me an email. Huck at WGSO.com, and we'll get you signed up. $399 for 18 months, and you get to purchase silver and gold pennies over spot, okay? We do need to secure some silver and gold right now because when they go to digital currency, you're going to need some silver and gold. And it's not too far. I know in the House of Representatives about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I saw that they had Senator Valerie Hodges had authored a bill with Representative Cruz regarding Louisiana doing trade with silver and gold. So something's happening. All right. Just FYI. Go ahead, John Swisher. Finish up real quick.
Yes, I advise everybody to get into that on atcostmetals.com. Trust me, Martha will not steer us wrong.
No, that's right.
Got me involved.
Yes, it's going to be an awesome blessing too. So it's you can make money doing it, or you can just purchase silver and gold wholesale. But listen, the fact that somebody from Maloney's campaign called you and threatened you jail time and said for you not to associate with me, and that they were coming after my Women's Republican Club and after my radio program only shows that they know they're scared, and they better be scared because we know that as Christians, we reap what we sow. Well, it's biblical.
The idea of carefully monitoring us, that's great. Get about 3,000 or 4,000 people. That'll boost our ratings.
That's right. We want to be monitored. Make sure that everybody's listening in.
I say this? Like I said, posted many times before, I'm going to say it on the air. Jackie Maloney belongs in prison. She is a criminal. Mm-hmm. Anyone who takes a child away from his good mother to give it to his perverted, pedophile father, she belongs under the prison.
Right, and we have to be careful because they'll sue you like they did me. The alleged pedophile sued me for defamation of character because I advocated for the mother and the son. So those criminals will try and sue you, but the Lord provides. He does. He's a way maker. He makes a way. I might be 55,000 into this fight, but I'm going to win. And they know I'm going to win because I'm never going to give up because God is with me. And when God is with you, who can be against you? Right, Dave?
Right.
That is right.
That's right. So
I'm going through that right now myself on other different things, but I'm winning.
That's right. And Judge Rowan, he has already ruled that I'm not press. So if Judge Rowan can actually rule in a slap motion that I'm not press when I'm actually radio broadcast, which was before TV, we are press.
Yeah, I've been on with you for, 4.5 years now, something like that, and you were before me, and this is WGSO Radio, which is a commercial radio station. This is not just an internet podcast. It's a commercial radio station.
And Dave was in the court with me, and so were you, John, when Rowan ruled that I was an internet podcaster, and he ruled that I was not press, which was another blatant lie.
Well, I think your attorney should have spoken up.
I think my attorney should have spoken up, and he didn't, and so I didn't win that. Well, and it also, Rowan wouldn't allow witnesses. He told my attorney that no one was allowed to speak that day, but yet he made a ruling. He is running, but he won't recuse himself. So they want to, you know, they want me to go to trial. They want to bankrupt me. They're not going to get the opportunity to bankrupt me because when this story breaks, because it will break, there are multiple families that she has taken children from and handed them over to the alleged traffickers or handed them to the abusers or the wrong parent. She represents criminals really, really well. She's a good lawyer for the criminals. If you're a criminal, hire Jacqueline Maloney. But if you have some morals and, you know.
Well, I don't know Jackie Maloney and I can't speak positive of her, but I have a granddaughter that just graduated law school and passed the bar, and she said she's not going to be a criminal attorney because you got to represent anybody, no matter how terrible they are.
Right. And so anyway, that's why we are supporting Lindsay Valenti for judge for that 24th
that's
judicial
right.
seat. She's running for Scott Schlegel's seat. Lindsay Valenti for judge here in Jefferson Parish. Go out and vote on the 27th.
Well, Lindsay wasn't popular. They wouldn't have Drago's full of supporters when we went that couple weeks ago.
She's doing well. She's doing really well. And, you know, we just keep praying and keep talking and, you know, get people to go out and vote because it's a low voter turnout. All right, Swisher, thank you so much for calling. And thank you for reporting that here on Liberty or Lockdown about Maloney's campaign calling in and threatening you. We have
I'm
that
to your email.
All right, that's documented. Thank you very much. Dave, what you got?
Is Jack still on the line?
I don't think
Jack
so.
Jack is not on. Okay. Well, I'm sure all of us are very sad to hear that O.J. finally found the real killer. So O.J. died this week.
Yeah.
And he never made any admission of guilt. He always said he was innocent. He just said he was searching for the real killer.
It was all about the glove, remember?
Well, yeah. And so I guess he thought the real killer was going to be somewhere in the golf courses of America because that's where he was searching. Anyway, so O.J. died.
The glove did fit, by the way.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit. Yeah.
But it fit.
Okay. And that, well, I think he generated a little bit of difficulty pulling it on to show how
yeah, over the rubber glove that he had on.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Another thing. Do you remember Bill Barr?
Yeah.
Okay. He worked under Trump, and then later there was a bitter split between them, and he's been very negative about Trump, except this is an interesting thing. Bill Barr said that the Trump hush money trial is an abomination. For one thing, it's been about 7 years since the thing supposedly happened, at least 7 years. Well, wait, what about a statute of limitations on this? So even Bill Barr, who is no longer a friend of Trump, he says this whole prosecution is nothing but an abomination.
Yeah, it really is.
And they're going to have a very hard time finding a jury, too.
Yeah.
Because how many people would say they've never heard of this? Supposedly, a jury lives under a rock until a case comes up. It's going to be tough to find enough people that say, I don't know anything about this case.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many people, too, that have converted over to wokeism, to being awake now.
Yeah.
They're fighting for the nation.
Yeah.
It'll definitely be hard.
Okay. Well, do you remember at the time of the eclipse, there was also an earthquake? The host on The View, one of the co-hosts, says that climate change was responsible for the eclipse. Okay. And also for the upcoming cicada breeding season. And she says, this is caused by climate change. Well, there's two groups of cicadas. One of them comes out, they lay their eggs, and they come out every 13 years. The other one lays their eggs and comes out every 17 years. So that means every 291 years, both come out the same year. Well, it's happening this year. Did climate change cause this? No, it's been like this for as long as anybody can remember. Mm-hmm. So climate change caused that. And, of course, there was a U.S. Democratic candidate for Congresswoman, Christina Amira Khalil. She says climate change is responsible for the earthquake in New York, too.
Of course it is.
Yep. Well, okay. I guess you heat up those tectonic plates underground and they move around, and it's all because of climate change. It's because we're burning too much fuel in our cars.
Climate change is the cause of everything right now.
Yeah. I'm going to brag on my car for a second. Okay, I bought a Subaru Outback. That thing gets incredible gas mileage. I just took it to Texas, and on the way back, I didn't have a trailer or anything. I just clipped along at a steady 65 miles an hour. I got 36.8 miles on a gallon. That's like a motor scooter. So anyway, I love my Outback.
That's great news. Your Outback is actually very cute, and it's always fun to get a new car. All right, well, stay tuned. You know, Swisher will be on tomorrow, the Women's Republican Luncheon at Vincent's Italian Restaurant Cuisine in Metairie. We'll see you there tomorrow from 11 to 1. Lindsay Valenti will be there. And so will Mr. Kenny Tutt. He's going to be talking about the Elvance Blue Cross sale. It's important. If you guys want to hear that, we'll be live streaming it. This is Liberty or Lockdown. We'll see you next week. The Lord bless you.
Across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York too.